Welcome to the Really Awful Movies podcast, a celebration of low-budget cinema.
Is another apocalyptical prediction about to come true? Winds of death will sweep across the world, and whole continents will be cast adrift in an ocean of blood.
Chris, and along with Jeff, we're bringing you the very best and worst of horror, sci-fi, action, exploitation, kung fu, and women in prison movies from the 1970s to today. Be sure and check out reallyawfulmovies.com for reviews, interviews, lists, and terrific movie giveaways. From our downtown Toronto headquarters, here's Episode 5, Demons 1 and 2. So we're visiting zombie territory here.
Demons territory.
Yeah, if you want to be literal about it. Demons territory. And an Italian classic here by Lamberto Bava, who's the son of legend Mario Bava.
Son of, Mario Bava is a legend. One of our idols, Black Sabbath, Black Sunday, the man's a genius. And the apple fell rather far from the tree.
His son says... I guess these were the pinnacles of his career.
Yeah, I mean...
Which is, I guess, kind of telling. we love them, but they're kind of crappy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, So, we won't say more than that. So, Demons 1 and 2. I mean, we could sort of say we could talk about Demons 1, talk about Demons 2, but the reality is they're both the same movie, right?
And to compound matters, they were released. Number 2 was released as 1 and vice versa, depending on whether you were in North America or in Europe.
Yes,
so, indeed. In Europe, 2 was 1, and North America, 1. No, reverse that. We're already confusing ourselves. 2 was 1, 1 was 2, depending on where you were.
Exactly.
Anyway, it's the same bloody movie.
It's the same thing.
There's, you know, you consume a type of media, it affects you, you become a zombie, you become a demon.
Well, no, I mean, okay.
You go apeshit and you start killing people and they become demons.
You got it.
Is laid out.
Point of clarification, yeah. I mean, it's a very, very easy mistake to make. Because honestly, the demon and the zombie, there's no real difference. I mean, they're the undead. Whoever you touch, you know, whatever, one and the other. So, say zombies if you want, say demons, it really doesn't matter.
Isn't zombie in Italian zombie?
I guess so.
I know.
Take away the E. But anyway.
Demons in Italian is demoni.
Demoni. But anyway, so forget about the semantic zombie demon. But okay, so.
Creatures of the Night.
Creatures of the Night. There you go. That was a great Chris Kiss album, by the way.
And God. The word great and Kiss album. Okay, we won't get into that.
Hey, man.
I know.
We're friends up to this point, but anyway.
Kiss is a good band.
Yeah.
Not a great band, but.
Destroyer. Excellent album. Okay, go.
Demons the first. It's filmed in Berlin, that Weimar
Demons the first. Demons the third.
Filmed in that decadent Teutonic capital of Berlin, you know, from the Weimar Republic. It's got that mystique, Berlin. Everyone, that's where artists and DJs are and everything. Anyway, there's these two.
Lou Reed.
David Bowie.
Yeah.
There's these two Neubau University students who are in the seedy part of Berlin, and they get approached by this masked man.
A masked man. We're gonna sort of fan the opera-esque metal mask on.
Phantom of the Paradise.
He's
a creepy guy who approaches them, and instead of running away,
as I would do,
I'm a coward. They
he gives them a golden ticket.
Yeah,
kind of like Willy Wonka.
And he gives them a ticket to a movie screening, and it's at a local cinema called the Metropolis, which is now apparently some Eurotrash nightclub.
It's a discotheque,
And they think nothing of accepting this overture from a stranger, so they think, hell, why not? Let's go see it. I'm going to cut class, and let's go see this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So
I hope it's not a horror movie.
No, I hope it's not. Unfortunately. Anyway, they go to this film, and the audience is populated by the demi-monde sort of like motley crew of just creep-tacular people. Just gross weirdos.
Well, yeah, no.
Like Grindhouse, you know.
very eclectic cast of characters, but it's funny. But it's interesting you said Motley Crue, because there's actually a Motley Crue song on the soundtrack.
It's called Save Our Souls.
The immortal Save Our Souls from the album Theater of Pain, which Chris,
I believe
you have it in your collection.
Ninth grade. I do. It's in my collection.
This guy is ripping me for me for saying Kiss is a great album, but anyway.
Motley Crue is a good band, not a great band. Anyway, they did the soundtrack, and inexplicably there's White Wedding by Billy Idol
that
in there,
too.
Even though there's no wedding, zombie slash demon weddings in this film, but that's on the soundtrack. Anyway, we digress.
We digress. However, Demons does have a kick-ass soundtrack.
Yeah, metal and rock.
Metal and Claudio Simonetti, one of the members of Goblin, who also performs the driving, pounding score. But
which also includes, I guess, the theme from Inspector Gadget, which is, you know, it's called Hall of the Mountain King, and it goes... Dun, 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 dun. It's by Edvard Grieg, so we're gonna, you know, we don't want to turn off all our, you know, people who might be, you know, turned off from a classical music reference here. We don't want to go too highbrow, but it's Inspector Gadget.
What other podcasts would you hear Kiss, Motley Crue, and Edvard Grieg spoken with within two minutes?
They're all good, not great.
So we're talking about this Motley Crue of audience members.
So we got one of whom is a blind guy with his wife who's describing what's going on
the
screen.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, yeah. And at one point actually takes off to, like, you know,
make out with some other guy. I mean, cuckold this poor blind husband. That's just shameful. Shameful behavior. There's also some frat guys who have some corny dialogue and have jauntily attired scarves tied around their neck. There's a pimp who's got his bitches in tow.
Tony
the Pimp.
He's played by
Bobby Rhodes, who's sort of like a B-movie icon in his own right. And he's got his women there.
Yeah, I've got Bobby's bitches, I guess we could say.
Yeah. I guess the blind guy kind of looks like some sort of elderly Lou Reed.
Kind of had an Udo Kier vibe, as far as I'm concerned, but kind of reminded me of
Heino German.
The Heino, Heino too. But anyhow, it's just interesting when you mentioned the pimp, because one of his, I guess for lack of a better term,
bitches.
It's a perfectly
cromulent term, to quote The Simpsons.
I mean, okay, well, I was going to say it's the first turn into a demon, but we should talk about how she turned into a demon. Because basically, I mean, art imitates life.
Yeah, she dons a mask.
Well, yeah, she dons a mask earlier in the film, develops a cut.
Yeah, and later, this movie within a movie that everyone is seeing, there's a group of teenagers who are exploring some sort of crypt. Mm-hmm. And it's, I guess they come upon a tome that was, I guess, penned by...
Nostradamus.
I don't know why they didn't take this to an appraiser. Wouldn't that be worth like a lot of money? And anyway, just take this... And take it to eBay, pawn it off or something. But no,
they Chumley or something. Yeah,
they decide to read passages from it, and it's the book says, you know, they find a mask associated with the book.
Wait, well, I mean, you know,
whoever puts on this mask becomes a demon.
How do you know that?
It's in the book.
The book says whoever puts on the mask becomes a demon.
But don't let that sway you. Right. Put on the mask.
Now, Chris, have you ever heard of a rap group with a name that sounds like Nostradamus?
I have not, but apparently,
because one of the lines, Nostradamus, that sounds like
one
a
of them
rap
hadn't
group.
Heard of Nostradamus. What kind of educational system do they have in Germany? I thought it was far exceeded ours. But anyway, they had not heard of Nostradamus.
Mm, yeah.
And, you know, one of them had to inform the other that it's this, you know, soothsayer from the medieval times and not a rap group. Yeah, yeah. It's an easy mistake to make. Yeah.
Anyhow, Nostradamus, he foretold the coming of the demons. So,
foretold the coming of this movie within a movie. This
Among other things. And then, you know, so...
the character in the movie within a movie. He puts on the mask, gets cut, turns into a demon. The woman in the theater puts on a mask, gets cut, turns into a demon.
Yep.
Let's just say these people who got this movie pass didn't know what was in store for them.
No, they did not. Because if they did, they probably would have stayed home and chose to watch Netflix instead. But
and I guess we should mention they're locked in the movie theater,
Indeed. They can't get out. Yeah.
And the woman who cuts her face turns into a zombie. Really, that's her name.
Her name is Rosemary,
Very observant.
Yep.
She turns into a rapacious, murderous zombie.
Rick James-esque zombie. She looks a bit like Rick James.
She looks like Rick James, which is not a good thing, whether you're a man or a woman.
No, she becomes a super freak. That's for sure. Anyway. She's super freaky.
Tony the Pimp meets his demise. He gets bitten. He tries to fend himself off with a knife, but he's incapable. And these poor people not only are they exposed to the terrible music of Motley Crue on the soundtrack, but they're all locked in the cinema. Mm-hmm. Well, increasingly, one by one, they're turned into zombie slash demons.
And yeah, we got to, because we got to, I mean, when they meet their demise, I mean, yes, they meet their demise, but then they become
demons. And so I guess we should talk about part two.
Yeah, I mean, part two, you know, because there were so many questions left unanswered in part one, all of a sudden we got Demone the second.
Demone Linkobo Ritorna.
Lamberto Bava.
Demone Due, Italian for Demons 2, yes, and I gotta say this holds a special place in my heart.
Okay.
Because I have German and Italian ethnic origins. My mother and father are from Germany and Italy, and also, this movie is set in a high rise, and I happen to live in a high rise, as do you.
Yep,
so,
indeed.
I mean, this takes particular resonance.
Yep.
And so, what we've got here is a bunch of high rise dwellers who all happen to be watching a movie.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, this is kind of funny because, I mean...
Carrying on from the first one.
Yeah, right? I mean, you basically have a number of people living in this high-rise apartment in...
In Hamburg.
Yeah, in Hamburg. And, I mean, they're all watching the same movie, which leaves me thinking, like, do they only get one channel in Hamburg at the time?
It was the 80s, maybe they only had one...
Maybe they only had one channel,
Europe
I don't know.
Europe was notorious for having shitty cable packages anyway, or bad television to begin with, so they maybe had just...
BBC One, BBC Two, and that's about the end of that,
exactly.
Right?
So. this disparate group of people is watching this shitty movie, and it includes a woman whose birthday it is. She's having a party.
Sally,
And it's a party, and she'll cry if she wants
her
to.
She's
having a terrible birthday. Yeah. There's a little kid who's home alone.
Home alone. Worst parents ever. I mean, they just leave this kid who's about 6 years old.
To his own devices. Yeah. Worse than anything, you know, Macaulay Culkin-esque. He's left to his own devices watching this scary horror film.
Yeah.
And
at one point, I mean, it's almost like, exactly. I was going to say, it's almost like...
It almost
became like when a stranger calls or something. It's like, oh no, my mom and dad
are not here.
I'm home alone. Yeah. Kevin!
There's a pregnant woman doing weird calisthenics, and I wasn't sure she was pregnant to begin with, because she had a weird fanny pack on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only when I thought, why is she wearing this fanny pack? But I guess the effects are pretty, like, this is a Bava production. The effects... I guess at least on her, we're not exactly well developed. But when she stood up, I found out she was pregnant. Fine, so okay. And then there was an amorous couple.
Well,
the male half of whom said, "Why don't we do it with the TV
but
on?"
Wasn't one of them a lady? She was a lady of the evening, wasn't she?
She was a lady of the evening.
Indeed.
So the guy says, "Oh, why don't we do it with the TV on?" And she says, "Whatever floats your boat, or whatever the dub version of ADR."
We can do whatever way you like, or whatever. But
do it how you like.
Yeah.
And I guess.
And we had the midnight workout session.
Oh, yeah. I guess carrying on from the first one, Tony the Pimp reprises not his
role.
But he's in this movie as well. But
Bobby Rhodes is now Hank. He went from Tony the Pimp to Hank the Trainer.
The personal trainer.
And he's basically leading these 80s
aerobicized,
leotard wearing,
Adidas
shorts.
They're in this...
oiled up and...
in this elaborate condo building. And they become involved later. Obviously, they're not watching TV in the gym because... I guess, well, they just weren't, but...
No, they're just pumping iron. One guy incessantly. One guy would not get off the pec deck, Hey, even when the invasion started, he had to get that last rep in,
Anyway, much like a video drum.
So Sally is, as we mentioned before, it's her party.
It's her birthday, it's
but she's not having a good time, and she goes into her room and watches...
Yeah, she shuts herself off from the rest of the partygoers because she's all teary about some boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. She starts becoming... Well, don't want to be unkind.
You talk about being all teary-eyed. I mean, the soundtrack, I mean, we go from Motley Crue to, like, Peter Murphy and... The Cult and like
Dead Can Dance, everything. Yeah,
it becomes a bit of a sort of
becomes
like,
more morose,
yeah,
more
a bit
gothic.
More emo. You know what I mean? But anyhow,
anyway, she shelters herself off from the party goers and becomes transfixed by this movie that every one of these tenants of this building is watching, and
he becomes Sally the Demon.
Yeah, the demon comes out of the TV, so it's much like the Japanese horror The Ring, Ringu, where you watch a video, something untoward happens. This, you watch TV, something bad happens to you. So, a la Poltergeist, all the TVs become white noise. Demon comes out of the TV. Sally turns into a demon.
Sally is like the queen bee of the demons. I mean, she basically is the one that...
turns everyone.
Yep.
Almost everyone.
The catalyst, basically,
And then what we're left with is these the gym rats to fend off the demons who are being turned into these zombie slash demons.
Yeah.
And the one guy gives a rousing speech to rally his gym rats.
This is Hank, the
formerly
trainer,
Tony the Pimp.
And, yep.
And he gives a warriors-esque speech. Come on, guys, we got to fight them off. You know,
Very Cyrus.
Yep. He says, "Let's go. We got to do it."
And can you dig it?
And so what you're left with is these tenants slash part. Some of them are gym rats, party dwellers. They have to fend off these rapacious killer demons, mm-hmm. and that's demons right there.
Demons too.
Yeah, that's demons too. But, right there. We'd be remiss if we didn't say this was a Dario Argento production.
That we would, yes. I mean, it was, but we'd also be remiss if we didn't mention the demon dog.
Oh my God! Yeah. Fantastic, like howling-esque demon dog. Man's best friend is suddenly mm-hmm. no longer. Grows these incredible canine incisors.
Very howling-esque.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or American Werewolf in London, what have you. And
yeah, that was really cool.
Fight of the Demon, yeah.
Yeah, or Cujo or something. But yeah, incredibly gory, but like really lush, Italianate, like lovely gore. Mm-hmm. Beautifully shot gore.
Yeah, and even, oh yeah, I mean, both movies, I mean, oh God, I mean, Demons 1 had some incredible gore. I mean, mm-hmm. You got gore, you got slime, you got blood. What more can you want? You know what I mean? You got Molly Crew.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It's got everything.
So,
rating.
Well, okay. I mean, okay. Demons, I'm going to give, like, this is the original Demons. Mm-hmm. I love this movie.
Yeah.
I'm giving this 4 stars.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, probably around the same. It was a formative, part of my formative years. It's one of the first horror mm-hmm. movies I remember renting. And I just remember it being loud and violent, which mm-hmm. it is. Four, likewise, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Two was a little bit of a slip-off.
It was a bit of a come-down. Mm-hmm. Still quite recommendable.
The sort of subtext of, you know, horror films will rot your brain or make you violent. Yeah. That was a little heavy-handed.
Do you really think Lumberjack was intentional?
Okay, it wasn't intentional.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But anyhow.
So I give that one a 3.5 stars.
I agree with you completely with that one.
What did we learn from this?
Okay, man, Demons 1, what did we learn? It's like a college course, man. Like, I mean, first of all, you know, a dude comes up to you, he's got half a face, you know, sort of like melted
in a seedy Berlin neighborhood.
Wearing a metallic Phantom of the Opera mask as your golden ticket. Don't accept it.
Don't talk to him. Keep moving. Call a cab. Yeah.
Keep walking.
If you have any sort of street smarts whatsoever, you just jump into the nearest cab, get in the subway, move, get away from this guy.
Yeah. Don't be going to some seedy grindhouse theater, you know, populated by hookers and pimps
perverts.
And blind guys and so on and so forth, you know. What else did I learn? I learned that some people just, they won't stop working out. I mean, it doesn't, you know, I mean, the lights go out, the teams are invading, and he's got to get that last pump in, you know?
You mentioned a pec deck. There's a fantastic, I hate to spoil this, there's an excellent, excellent exercise equipment murder, the likes of which I'd never seen.
Yes.
There's a guy doing these pec, I guess, you know, expansion, contractions.
Well, that's
the guy.
He won't get off the machine.
He won't get off the machine. He's squeezed while he's doing his pec exercises into this machine. That's just one of the number of incredible kills. There's also a tanning bed kill.
That was good, too,
which was really cool. Yeah. Another thing, one thing I learned.
It wasn't the UV that killed her. It was a demon.
Physically, the actual tanning bed closing on it. And another thing I learned is you can include a character that was in the first movie and don't reference it whatsoever. Just give the guy a different name and a different, you know, occupation.
Profession, yeah.
Go for don't it. Mention it at all.
Pimped personal trainer. Maybe went for some sort of self-improvement course or something, you know?
I think I respect pimps a little more than personal trainers. Don't you just read what's on the machine and then do it? I don't know. Well,
personal trainers that maybe listen to us. I apologize for that comment, but anyhow.
Anyway, for more, check out reallyawfulmovies.com and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.